Okay, so yesterday we started the sugya of Kam Levid Rav Mineh. The sugya of Kam Levid Rav Mineh, we pointed out, comes up in three different places, at least in Maseches Makos, where we have multiple punishments for the same avera, and we only get one of the punishments, the more severe of the punishments. So we saw the source of Kam Levid Rav Mineh, at least according to the Gemara Makos, in a couple of places, seems to be the pasuk of Kidei Rishasav. Now we learn from Kidei Rishasav, Mishum Rishachas Atem Chayv, Atem Chayv Mishum Shtei Rishayos, that a person can only be punished for one punishment. He doesn't get two punishments for the same Maisa. So we started to look at the very end yesterday, the Gemara in Ksubas Tav Lamed Zayin, where the Gemara in Ksubas says, wait a second, is that really the source of Kam Levid Rav Mineh? There seems to be another source in Chumash for Kam Levid Rav Mineh. What's the other source in Chumash for Kam Levid Rav Mineh? So the pasuk describes in Shemos, Velo Yia Ason Anoshe Anesh. If a man hits a pregnant woman, Velo Yia Ason, and she doesn't die, then Anoshe Anesh. Then he's going to have to pay the Demei Vlados, the value of the fetus that was lost as a result of him hitting the pregnant woman. But Im Yia Ason, the implication is if she does die, then he's potter from paying the Demei Vlados. Why? Kam Levid Rav Mineh. He's already getting punished for killing her, so for killing the woman. So he's going to be potter from paying the money. That's the concept of Kam Levid Rav Mineh. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. Vahame hacha nafka, mehasam nafka, kidei rishaso, mishum rishachas, atam chayv, yatam chayv, mishum shtei rishayos. How can you learn Kam Levid Rav Mineh? From Lo Yason, we already have a pasuk, kidei rishaso. Why do I need two psukim to teach me the same din of Kam Levid Rav Mineh? Answers the Gemara. Chada b'miso mamon, chada b'malkosu mamon. I need two psukim because one teaches me that if I'm chayiv misa and mamon, I only get what? Misa and mamon, you only get misa. And the other to tell me that if you chayiv malkos, and that was the easy one, if you chayiv malkos and mamon, you only get so malkos, but it's actually a three-way machlokas tamei. What you get? You get both. You get mamon. You get malkos. But whatever. So let's say you only get malkos. So that's why I need two psukim. Tell me that you don't get two punishments, whether you chayv misa and money or whether you chayv malkos and money. Why do I need two psukim? Shouldn't it be obvious that when I'm chayv malkos and mamon, I only get the malkos? So for sure, when I'm chayv misa and mamon, I should only get the misa. It's the same principle, it's the same idea. Only give the more severe punishment. So Gemara explains, no, tsricha. If it only would have told me, Yashmina Misa Mamon, if it only would have told me by Misa and Mamon, I would say, yeah, you know why you don't have to pay for getting killed? Because you punish someone. What do you want from this guy? You're killing him already. I mean, how much more can you demand of him? We're killing him. You're going to make him pay? Add insult to injury? That's crazy to make him pay also. But Malkus and Mamon, not so crazy. Beat him up a little bit and then make him pay a fine. Man, so you would have thought Malkus and Mamon, where there's no Ibud Neshama, where he's not dying, so you might think that's okay. And if it only would have told me that there's no Malkus and Mamon, that when you have Malkus and Mamon, you only get the Malkus, not the Mamon, is because the Lo Chamer Yisurei. You might think, yeah, that's because it's not such a Chamer Dika Isser. Meaning, if you did something that for which you have Malkus, so you did an Avera, but did you do the world's worst Avera? No, how do I know it's not the world's worst Avera? Because we're not killing you for it. It's only Malkus. So since you didn't do the world's worst Avera, so we're not going to pile on. We'll just give you Malkus. Why do we have to give you Mamon also? Why would we pile on? You didn't do such a terrible thing. But Miso Mamon! If you're Chayiv Misa, then you did do the world's worst Avera. Or something that's, you know, a very serious Avera. And therefore we should pile on, and we should throw the book at you and make you pay Mamon also. That's why I need both psukim. Says the Gemara, that's a great limud of why you need both psukim. If you hold that in fact when you chayv malkus and mamon, that you only get the malkus and don't pay the mamon. But what if you hold like Rabbi Meir who came up in Maseches Makos, who holds loka umishalim, that when you chayv malkus and mamon, you get both. You have to get the malkus and the mamon. Then why do I need two psukim to teach me kam leib drab mineh in other cases? So Gemara says, you know, you still need two. One for Misa and Mamon, one for Misa and Malkus. That Misa and Mamon, you only get the Misa. Misa and Malkus, you only get the Misa. And if it only would have told me Misa and Mamon, I would say, yeah, Misa and Mamon, I'm not going to get both because Chada beGufei v'Chada beMamonei lo avdina. You might think that we wouldn't punish a person on two totally separate levels, to punish his wallet and his body. That's too much. You would have thought this far the opposite, right? No, Adrabi, you would punish a person on two totally separate levels. So we'll get there. Alva b'miso malchus, but by miso malchus, where everything's on his physical body, you might think that's okay because misa arichtahi. When you beat someone up and you bludgeon a person, that's the beginning of killing him. So it's considered one long act of killing the person by beating him up, giving him malchus, and then killing him. So that's not a violation of kam levidami. Now, that's not a violation of giving him shtei rishayos, giving him two punishments. It's really all one punishment. You're killing him slowly. That's all it is. So that's why kamashmulan has to tell me, no, you're not allowed to do that either. Misa and malchus are two separate punishments. And if it only would have told me misa and malchus, I would say, yeah, because you can't do two physical punishments, but one physical and one monetary punishment, you would think you can do. Kamash mulan, that you can't. Those are the basic, most basic gemaras about kam lebi drabine. So at the end of the day, not the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, our introduction to kam lebi drabine is as follows. The Torah teaches us about kam lebi drabine in two places. One where it says kedei rish asal, and the other where it says im lo yasam, lo yasam anoshi anesh. Two sources in the Torah for kam lebi drabine. Why we need two sources, the Gemara discusses. Now, we also know that there's a machlokas. If you're already chayiv kares, do we say kam lebi drabine that you're not going to be chayiv mamon? And do we say kam lebi drabine not going to be chayiv malchus? Does kares patur you from lesser punishments? Why would kares not patur you? What would be the reason that kares shouldn't patur you from lesser punishments? Because kares is done by who? By Hashem, it's by Shemayim. And the rule of kam lebi drabine is a rule in Beis Din. That Beis Din is not allowed to give you two punishments. Now the issues that need to be discussed, let me ask you the following. This is another important point that I should have made. I don't know if we made it yesterday. Let's say you're chayave misos shogigin. Let's say, so you go over to a guy, you're not happy with him, so you take out a knife and you stab him in the heart. So when you stab him in the heart, you kill him, and you also ripped his shirt and got it all full of blood and everything. So you owe him money for the shirt, and you chayv misa for killing him, right? That's the. So do you have to pay the money? No. Why don't you have to pay the money? Kam lebi drabine, you chayv misa. Are you? What percentage of cases where you kill somebody are you actually going to get killed by Beis Din? Not a very high percentage. We went to Gemara at the very end of the first parak of Makos. The Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva said that if they were on a Beis Din, on a Sanhedrin that dealt with Din and Fashos, no one would ever get killed. No murderer would ever get killed. Why not? Because they would say, oh, yeah, you stabbed the guy. The Edom saw that you stabbed the guy. But Edom, do you know if the guy was a treifa already? Do you know maybe in the place where the stab wound hit, maybe he already had a hole in his heart right in that spot, and maybe they just killed a dead man walking already? So no one would ever get killed. So let me ask you something. A man, Reuven, kills Shimon. There's no hasra'ah. Edom saw it happen. They forgot to warn him. They didn't warn him. So what's going to happen to Reuven in terms of the murder? Nothing. He's not going to be punished by Beis Din. He's not going to get Misa. They didn't give him hasra'ah. Now does Reuven have to pay for Shimon's shirt? So the halach is chayav misos shogigin are also pater from the mamon. Even if you did it b'shogig, and therefore you're not going to even get this more severe punishment, still you're pater from paying the mamon. So what does that tell you about kam lebi drabine? That it's not only about the fact that you're getting the punishment, it's more than that. What is it?
Even if you're deserving of the punishment.
Exactly. It's the fact that you did a crime that is associated with a severe punishment, you then don't get the lesser punishment. Now, wait a second. If I would have asked you before I gave you that little bit of information, what's the logic of kam lebi drabine? Why is it that if we're killing a guy, we don't make him pay, and we don't give him malchus? What's the logic? So what would you have said before that little bit of information just came out? What's the logic of kam lebi drabine? Guy is chayv misa, we're stoning him, so we're not going to make him pay money. Why not? It's enough already. Okay. Let's say it in a...
He's already
does he not deserve to have to pay the money? I mean, defend that position. What do you mean he's already? But he ripped the guy's shirt. Shouldn't he have to pay for the?
You're not punishing him anymore. You're punishing his children. He's actually the Rishon. He's paying money.
Okay, but I mean, the guy who he killed, his children want the shirt also. Want the money for the shirt also.
Yeah, but it's just so he'll get punished. So the guy will get punished just for what he did to the other person.
But he cost the other person and his whole family money also. So one could have argued that once you're killing him, there's a concept called Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana. Familiar with this concept? That included in 200 is 100. Included in anything bigger is anything smaller. It's already included. So one could have argued that if a person is Chayiv Misa, it's like when you give someone Misa, that you're giving him Misa and everything below Misa. That it's all included in Misa, because there's nothing worse than Misa. So when you're giving someone Misa, it's like Malkus and Mammon and everything that's below Misa is included in Misa. Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana. Where does the concept of Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana come up? Comes up in the following case. Let's say you have one aide that says that Reuven owes Shimon $100 and another aide that says Reuven owes Shimon $200. So does Reuven, is that considered that we have two aides and that Reuven owes $100? So for the first $100, you have Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana. Even the guy who says he owes $200 holds he owes $100 plus another $100. So Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana. Within 200 is Eidos of 100. So maybe you have a similar idea over here when it comes to Misa. That when you're getting a more severe punishment, included in that more severe punishment is everything less. So we're already punishing the guy. You can't punish the guy with having to pay Mammon twice, with getting Malkus twice. He's already getting punished with the Misa. But now that you learn this din, that even if we're not actually giving him the Misa, even if we're not actually giving him the Malkus, he's still going to be pater from the Mammon. So now that calls this whole thing into question a little bit, no? Why is it that Kamlei, what's the logic of Kamlei B'Dravminei? So now you have to say a different logic of Kamlei B'Dravminei. What is it? What would you say is the logic of Kamlei B'Dravminei now?
It's not like on the punishment, it's in the chiyur.
Oh, good. It's not a din in the onesh, that once we're punishing him, the worst punishment, so that includes the lesser punishment. No. It's a din in the chiyuv, in the aveira, that he did an aveira for which he's chayiv a worse punishment. So a secondary chiyuv can't be chal when there's a greater chiyuv being chal. But it's not a din in what actually happens. It's a din in doing something that when you do such an aveira, only the greater chiyuv is chal. Now, one second. One more important concept, and then we'll try to put all this together. There is a concept called Motzi Yidei Shamayim. What does it mean to be Yotzi Yidei Shamayim? Sometimes Beis Din is not going to make you do something. It's not going to make you pay. But if you want to be good by God, you want to do the right thing, you want Hashem to be happy with you, you should pay anyway. Yotzi Yidei Shamayim. For example, there is a Mishnah, Mesechs B'Metzia Daf Lamed Zayin. The Mishnah says, a guy goes over to two people and he says, Gazalti me'echad michem mana. I stole $100 from one of you. It was either you or you. I stole $100 from one of you. I remember years ago we were in camp and I needed the money and whatever. I had a girlfriend to support or whatever, so I had to. So I stole it from someone who was my bunkmate who slept near me in camp. I just don't remember which one it was. So I stole from one of you. I just don't remember which one of you it was. And what do both guys respond? It was me. he stole from me. So what do you do? You know you only stole $100. You didn't steal. It's in Bav Metzia, Daf Lamed Zayin. Yeah, so what do you do? So the Mishnah says, what? So the Mishnah says, this is a discussion, the Mishnah says in Bav Metzia, you pay both of them. You pay both. Frek the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Wait a second. There's a Mishnah in Bava Kama and Yivamis that says like this: five people come to you. Lav Davka five. It could be any number. Let's say two. But the case is five. Five people come to you, and they say, "Hey, buddy, you stole $100 from me. Now you know that you only stole $100 from one person, not from five people. None of them ever raya that it was them. But five people are suing you. What should you do? So if you're following what we just said in the Mishnah, what would you think you should do? Pay all five of them. But that's not what Rabbi Tarfon says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon says in the Mishnah, put the $100 down and get out and let them deal with it. The Gemara then explains, he doesn't really mean that. What he means is put it in Beis Din and let Beis Din hang on to it until they figure it all out. Frek the Gemara, what's the difference? Why in the Mishnah when you say, Gazalti me'ech mechamana, I have to pay both of them back, yet when five people come claiming $100, I only put the money down and get out? Answers the Gemara, big difference. The case of the five people is what Beis Din can force you to do. Beis Din can force you to pay $100 back because you know you stole $100. Put that money down. The case of Gazalti Me'echon Mechemana is not about what Beis Din can force you to do. It's about what you should do if you want to be Yotze Yedei Shemayim. If you want to make Hashem happy, you want Hashem to look at you today and smile and say, that's my boy. So what you should do is make sure that you pay everybody back. That's what you should do. Beis Din can't force you to, but that's what you're supposed to do. So there's a concept called Yotze Yedei Shemayim. Now, why is this such a critical concept when it comes to Kamlei B'Drabinei? You stab the guy, not you, someone, a bad man, stabs a guy, rips his shirt and kills him. So Beis Din says, we can't make you pay for the shirt. So it was a Brooks Brothers shirt. That was, you know, that wasn't cheap. So what do you mean I don't have to pay for the shirt? What do you mean I don't have to pay for the shirt? We can't force you to pay for the shirt. We're already being mechayev mamam. To be Yotze Yedei Shemayim, though, you should pay for the shirt. To be Yotze Yedei Shemayim, you should still pay for it. How do I know this? Because the Gemara tells us that Esnon Asra Torah Afilu Ba'al Ima. There is a din in the Torah called Esnon Zona. Are you familiar with this din in the Torah? If, let's say, not you again, a man, a bad man, avails himself of the services of a Zona. And he has to pay her. So what do you pay a Zona? A goat. He decides he's going to give the Zona a goat. So the Zona, in her religious observance, is not allowed to use that goat as a carbon. Because it's disgusting. You're going to use that which was paid as Zona payment as a carbon? It's terrible. So the Torah doesn't allow that Estran Zona Mechir Kelev. Not allowed for a carbon. What if a guy didn't just use the services of a Zona, he availed himself the services of a very special Zona, his own mother? So now, if a guy availed himself of the services of his mother, the Zona, this is not like an insult, it is just this is a case, of his mother, his Zona, so the halacha is, a man sleeps with his mother, what's the halacha? Chayv Misa, right? So he's going to be pater from any payment. Now, if he's pater from payment, that means he doesn't owe her the esnan. He doesn't owe her a goat. He can keep his goat. He doesn't owe it to her. Because he's ready to chayv misa. Come lebi ravinei. Yet, says the Gemara, esnan asra Torah, afila ba'alimo. If he gives her that goat, she's not allowed to use it for a carbon. Well, why not? That's not payment for the Zona. He's pater from the payment for the Zona. So that's just stam, a son being a nice son and giving a goat to his mother. Happy Mother's Day. Here's a goat. Has nothing to do with Zona, right? So why is it that she's not allowed to bring that as a carbon? So Rashi explains, the reason she's not allowed to bring it as a carbon is because it's true, he's putter from paying the goat, because he's already chayv misa, but since there's a chiyuv latzeis yedei shamayim, since if he wants Hashem to be happier with him, he would need to pay the money to be latzeis yedei shamayim. So when he gives her the goat, it actually takes on the status of an esnan. That's the din of esnan asra Torah, filu ba'alim. Yeah?
So why don't we apply in the case? Maybe in the case of 5-1, 5 people come and say you owe me $100. So why can't we say we're going to figure out LeBron? In that case, why do they think?
Because he's admitting now, I did steal. I stole $100, but not $500.
But each specific person has to prove that you owe me
$100. Right.
So and in the case of the one.
So we do say Amosim Echaver Levrai in the sense that he's going to leave it in Beis Din, and none of them are going to get it until they can prove it's theirs.
So I'm saying, can we figure this whole thing out on multiple? So once two, they don't have to bring a riot that he owes them money because he admitted. He has to bring a riot who he owes the money to.
In both cases, at the end, he admitted. The difference between the two cases, in the case of the Mishnah...
It matters which way it's coming from. In the case in Bava Metzia, when the one guy's saying, I owe one of you money, I don't know. But the other case, five guys...
That's the Gemara's conclusion. That when he initiated the whole process, by saying, I owe somebody money, what's he trying to do? He's trying to do tshuva. So if you want to do tshuva, you got to do it right. So you got to pay everybody back. Make sure that there's no one that's going to be broigus with you. There's no one that's going to have tainas on you. There's no one that's going to have a problem. So you make sure anyone you might potentially owe the money to gets paid back. But if you're not trying to do tshuva, you just want to know your bare minimum requirement, admitting that you owe $100. So the bare minimum requirement is to just pay $100, but not to pay everybody. Hamos Merchaver does apply in the sense that Barhodas Baldin Kamei Eidim. So there's a hodas baldin that he owes $100. To whom he owes it, hamotzi mechaver alav raya. None of them are able to get it until they can prove who he owes it to. But if a guy's trying to do tshuva, and he knows of a potential finite number of people that he might owe it to, he's got to pay all of them. If he's trying to do tshuva. Yeah. Ah, good. Tosus discusses. That's the sugi there. Bari v'shem. Very good. Okay. When did you learn about Matiyah? Oh, okay. Oh. You're learning about Matiyah now? Very nice. Okay. So, I always wondered, they do like Bar Matiyah, like Haskalas Gemara. Bar Matiyah, you know, like fifth graders, sixth graders do Bar Matiyah. No clue. They have no clue. It's impossible to have a clue. Bar Matiyah is so hard. It's like the hardest... So, what? They say that Rav Moshe used to explain that. I think they say this from Rav Moshe that if you teach Shabbos or brachos to kids, they'll be like, "My parents don't make brachos." My parents, like, but Bava Metzia, they don't know if their parents, Bari Vishema or your mother Miktsas or whatever. So it's easier to, less politics. So, okay, I don't know if that's the reason. That's what they say. So, the Marshal has the following chiddush. This idea of Lotzei Sidei Shemaim, that you want to be Yotzei Sidei Shemaim, you want to make Hashem happy. So what do you do? Even if Beis Din is going to say that you're Pater, you should still pay it to be Yotzei Sidei Shemaim, to make Hashem happy. So says the Marshal, that's only... The din of Lotzei Sidei Shemayim only applies if Beis Din doesn't actually punish you with the more severe punishment. Meaning, what do we say? Let's put it all together here. We said there is a din of Kamla Vidramini. You chayev a more severe punishment, less severe punishment, you only get the more severe punishment. You're part of the less severe. Then we said, yeah, but you know what? Even if you don't actually get the more severe punishment, you're chayev a misa shogigin, you never got hasra'ah, they can't kill you, still you're going to be part of the mamam. Then we said ingredient number three was that let's say Sidei Shemayim, even when you're pater from the lesser punishment, you should still pay it. Still pay it. Esta nasvatara filu ba'alimo. Still pay it. Says the Marshal, you know when halacha number three applies that you should still pay it? Only when halacha number two applies. When you didn't actually get the more severe punishment. They never warned you, so now you're not going to be chayev misa. So now you should pay for the shirt. Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. Your pater, minadin, your pater from paying for the shirt, come levi drami, it still applies. But Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, you should still pay for it. Yichai midin Shemayim, just not down here. But if Beis Din's actually killing you, then even midin Shemayim, you don't have to pay for the shirt. If Beis Din's actually giving you the misa, then even Midinei Shemayim, it's not necessarily the paper of the shirt. What? So what's the svara for this? Why is it that there's a chiyuv bidei shamayim only if Beis Din doesn't give you the more severe punishment, but there's no chiyuv bidei shamayim when Beis Din does give you the more severe punishment? That if Beis Din gives you the more severe punishment, then even bidei shamayim you don't have to worry about the less severe punishment. You don't have to pay him back. What's the difference? So says Rav Elchanan. Put a nice picture of Rav Elchanan here. It's as nice as they come. He was a very intense looking man. Didn't smile much. Apparently, not in pictures at least. Also, Tzadi Gimel. They say, Talmidim Rav Elchanan say that it was like terror. He's fire. He's always fire. That's how he looked at them. So, Rav Elchanan quotes from the Ketzos, in the name of the Marshal. When do we say Latzei Sidei Shemayim? That's only if we didn't do the more severe punishment on you. But if they actually did the more severe punishment on you, then there's no Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shemayim. Why? Says Rav Elchanan. V'tam chilek zeh nira. The reason for this distinction, there's no Sadi Gimel, the reason for this distinction, levi mashakasam b'chidush Ramban resh perakama demakos. Based on what the Ramban writes at the beginning of the first parak of Maseches Makos, the Gemara Makos discusses whether we say Kamlei B'Derabim Minei when it comes to Kasher Zama, meaning you testified that a guy is chayiv money, so do you get Malkos for testifying falsely plus the money for Kasher Zama? After Miktsas Kasher Zama Mleka. Now, generally speaking. Or like this, not the case I just said. You testify that a guy did a crime for which that two people did a crime, one of which together, let's say, one of which is going to get Misa and the other one's going to get Mamon. So do we give you both Misa and Mamon? Because that's what you were trying to be Mechayev of the other party? Or do we say, no, you're only going to get Misa because Kam Lev Drav Minei. So the Ramban explains, Hainim Shem Dekim and the Kam Lev Drav Minei Mekayim Be Kulo Kasher Zama. If you try to be mechayev other people, money and misa, let's say, when we give you misa, it's as if we gave you both misa and mamon, says the Ramban. Yesh b'chal masayimana, the svara we said before. What's the svara of kam lebidramine, says the Ramban? When you get the more severe punishment, it's as if you got the severe punishment and everything below it. So it's not a problem that we're only giving you the Misa, but what happened to Kasher Zama? Aren't we supposed to do to you everything you tried to do to the other guy? No, we are giving you everything you tried to do to the other guy. Because by giving you Misa, it includes everything underneath it also. That's the Ramban. But wait a second, we thought of that Svara. What's the problem with that Svara? That the reason for Kam Lev Dravine is that when we're giving you the more severe punishment, everything underneath it is included also. What's the problem with that svara? Because we apply Kam Lev Dravine even when you're not getting the Misa. So what's going on? So says Rav Elchanan, classic brisker, lamdas. Ulfizeh yeshnan shnei dinim b'kam Lev Dravine. You have to say that there's tzvei dinim in Kam Lev Dravine. Tzvei means shnei, it's just Yiddish. There are two dinim in Kam Lev Dravine. There are two separate concepts at work in Kam Lev Dravine. One is Aleph, Dichiyuv HaChamor, Poter Michiyuv HaKal. What Pesko said before, incurring a greater Chiyuv patters you from a lesser Chiyuv. Vafilu Lo Avdinan Be'achumra. Even if we don't actually do the more severe thing to you. Just doing an Avera that's this big patters you from a smaller Avera, from a smaller punishment. Even though you're not going to get the punishment that's this big. You did an Avera that's this big, you're not going to have to pay. You're not going to get a little punishment. That's one din of Kam Lev Dramine. But then there's another din of Kam Lev Dramine that tells us that when we're actually punishing you with a more severe Avera, we don't punish anything less severe. When we actually punish you with a serious Avera, the serious Onesh, That includes every lesser onesh. Says Rav Elchanan, but there's a difference between the two forms of Kavanah B'Rabbeinu. In the first form, that a greater chiyuv is not going to demand that you pay for a lesser crime. That a greater chiyuv is not going to demand that you pay for a lesser crime. Says Rav Elchanan, that means that Beis Din can't make you pay for a lesser crime. But Midine Shamayim, you're still obligated. When the Kamlei B'Drabine is in the first form, that you did something that is a greater chiyuv, that's an aveira that's this big, so you're not going to have to do the onesh that's this big, that's tiny, that's only Bidei Adam. Beis Din can't do that to you. But Bidei Shamayim, you better pay back the money. But when the Kamlei B'Drabine works in the second form, that we're actually punishing you, that you're actually getting the onesh, that you're actually killing the person. It's ki'ilu. We view it as if he's not only getting killed, he's also getting malchus and mamo and everything. That's all happening with the misa. And therefore, he's not even going to have a chiv bidei shamayim to pay back the mamon. Why not? Because he already got the mamon in the form of misa. He's not even going to have a chiv bidei shamayim to get the malchus. Why not? Because he already got the malchus in the form of misa. So that's how he explains the marshal. When the Kamlei B'Drabine is just that, if you did it this big of an Aveira, so we can't punish you for the littler things, that's what we can't punish you. But you're really still chayiv for those littler things. But when the Kamlei B'Drabine is that we're actually imposing, we're actually doing the onesh, we're actually doing the onesh on you, the misa on the person, so then he's not only, it's like he's getting the misa, he's getting everything. He's getting the misa and the malchus and the mom and everything below that as well. It's a brilliant lamdus for Rav Elchanan. Yeah.
If I'm a Chal Shabbos, let's say, so it's between me and Hashem, right? But if I steal somebody's money, it's between me and them. So why should I be Chai of Midi Shemayim? Nothing new Shemayim. So why?
Because even Ben Adam and Chaveros are accounted for in heaven. So Midi Shemayim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep it on your cheshbon because you haven't really made it right yet. That's what it means. I think that's how to understand it. Now, you may notice on page, where'd it go? You may notice on page, I don't know where it is. I took it out. I took out the picture. Darn. Okay, there was a picture of a rabbi who wrote a book called B'Yitzchak Yikarei. Familiar with this rabbi? This copy in the back? You ever hear of the Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikarei? The Tiv guys? Never heard of it? What? Who? What? Rav Nevensal. This is Rav Nevensal's Sefer on Shas. So Rav Nevensal, did you know Rav Nevensal had a Sefer on Shas? I figured he must have, right? He's Rav Nevensal. So Rav Nevensal's Sefer on Shas. Rav Nevensal had a Sefer called B'Yitzchak Yikarei. It's a little bit of a strange name for a Sefer for a guy named Avigdor, right? B'Yitzchak, you think, oh, that must be Rav Yitzchak. it's not Rav Yitzchak anymore. So in the Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikarei, he has essays on various sugyas throughout Shas, various topics throughout Shas. So he has one piece on Misasik, the concept of Misasik. Now, what in the world does this have to do with Kamlei B'Drabine? So we're not going to get to the whole thing today, but I just want to at least introduce it to you a little bit. Maybe I'll just try to summarize it. What does Misasik mean in Hilchos Shabbos? In Shabbos, there's something called the Mezid, there's something called the Shogeg, and there's something called Misasik. So what does it mean? You do something B'Mezid on Shabbos. What did you do? You had full das, you purposely violated Shabbos. What's the Chiyuv? Skila. Good. Not good, but it is. Shogeg. What's Shogeg on Shabbos? What does it mean that you do something B'Shogeg? So don't translate it into English just by translating the English translation, because that messes everything up. Either you didn't know it was Usher, or you didn't know it was Shabbos. Like, I know that I'm not allowed to turn on a light on Shabbos, but I thought it was Sunday. Or, I know it's Shabbos, just I didn't know that turning on the hot water tap is Bishul, let's say. So I didn't know that it was Asik. Those things are called Shogeg. What's Miss Asik? You knew it's Shabbos. You knew that it's Asir. You didn't realize what you were doing. You didn't even know what you were doing. If someone were to ask you, are you allowed to light on Shabbos? No. Is today Shabbos? Yes. Why did you just turn on the light? I did. Like, you walked into the room and you just turned on the light because that's what you do. You just didn't even realize what you were doing. You just weren't paying attention. You didn't realize what you were doing. That's misasik. So what does this have to do with Kamal Abiramine? Now, we said that if you do a very severe avera in a way that you're not going to get the severe punishment, bishogeg. So you never got asra for killing someone, and you killed someone. Do you have to pay for his shirt? Still going to be punished for paying for his shirt. What if you were misasek in killing him? What if it was less than a shogeg? You did the more severe avera, bimisasek. Now are you going to have to pay for the shirt? You burned someone's pile of wheat down on Shabbos, not b'shogeg, misasek. Are you still potter from paying for the wheat? So Rav Nevesal discusses this in the context of a broader discussion about misasek, and I thought it would be a kedai piece in Rav Nevesal to do before Pesach, because it's a Pesach related Rav Nevesal. Now, I'll just get it started today. Maybe we'll finish this piece of Rav Nevesal tomorrow. If I wanted to do a different topic tomorrow, we'll figure it out. Let's say you're cleaning for Pesach. Just three more minutes. You're cleaning for Pesach. And you realize that you have bottles of wine in your garage. And guess what? I don't know if you know this. All wine is kosher l'Pesach. They all say kosher l'Pesach year-round, because grapes are kosher l'Pesach. So wine is kosher l'Pesach. So you don't touch it. You leave the bottles alone for Pesach. You didn't sell it. You didn't vatel it. Nothing. Comes after Pesach. You open up your box. You bought a whole case of wine. You open up the case of wine. And inside, whoever packed the case messed up. And instead of packing it with wine, they packed it with beer. Chametz. Is that called Chametz Shavar Alav HaPesach? Now, what's the din of Chametz Shavar Alav HaPesach? Chametz Shavar Alav HaPesach is if you owned Chametz on Pesach and you didn't sell it and you weren't mevatel it, and you owned Chametz, Pshuto Kameshma, a Jew owned Chametz on Pesach, halacha is not allowed to get anah from it even after Pesach is over. Why? Knas. It's a penalty, a punishment. We punish a guy who's such a bad guy that he owns Chametz on Pesach. You can't get anah from that Chametz. That's why we have all these lists right after Pesach. Don't buy in this store for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, that one for 6 weeks, this one is owned by a Jew, the CEO's a Jew, this one's a Jew, whatever, and they have all these confusing things. All based on Chametz Shavar Alav Pesach. What if you owned Chametz b'misasek? This is the case. What would be owning Chametz b'shogeg? I realized that it was Pesach, I just didn't know that this was Chametz. Or I realized this was Chametz, I didn't know it was Pesach. I knew it was Pesach. I knew beer is chametz. I didn't even know this was beer. I thought this was wine. So you owned chametz from misasik. Do we apply the same penalty? So take a look. It's a fascinating. Rav Nevensal's, the godless of his chidushim on Shas, is that he always has like a, he always thinks of like a different way to like, to raise a hypothetical. Like he views things from always a little bit of a different perspective. It's never just the standard, okay, based on Shon with three nafkaminas. Always like a little bit of a different twist. So take a look at Rav Nevensal's piece on Misasik Bez Hashem. We'll pick up with that tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.